Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Running out my life.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV and talk to our guy, Mr. Peter Rosenberg.
What's up, Pete?
Peter, where are you? Are you in New York? Australia?
I'm in New York.
France?
I'm home.
Okay.
I'm chilling this weekend.
How good does it feel when you get to have a weekend at home?
There haven't been a lot of them, so I'm appreciative, but do you ever feel like you go from being really busy to then you're like, I also realize I have nothing to do when I'm not busy?
Yeah. I don't like that feeling right there, Pete.
Dude, when I have nothing to do, like it feels odd, honestly. Like, I'm like, oh, shouldn't I be doing something?
Well, I just feel like at that point, all I have is the things to do that my wife needs me to do. And then you're like, aren't there other things for me to do?
That's kind of why I keep doing stuff and I don't ever sit still at home, because I know if I sit still at home, I'm going to get some things to do. So I kind of like, there's mornings I wake up like on a Saturday, I'm gone before 6:30 just to be out the house. I come home, they don't get up. My house don't get up very early. So I'll go play a round of golf sometimes on a Saturday, come home, and they'll be like, what you about to do today? They don't must know I left. I say, I'm going to go play golf. My secret. Maybe somebody will tell him that now. But
chestnut checkers for Brian Mitchell. Obviously, we got to talk about this Monday night game coming up. But I did, Peter, I mean, this gambling story yesterday in the NFL, the NBA rather, forgive me, is so significant that I at least wanted to kind of see what you're hearing, thinking, processing with it.
I mean, yeah, it's a huge story. I wonder. I kind of am curious about how far the tentacles go, and part of me thinks it's potentially not that far. That's sort of what I'm hoping. Like, I'm going back and forth between thinking it's a huge deal and thinking it's sort of limited. When you really think about the names that are involved in it so far, the Chauncey Billups thing is huge, but it's not related directly to the sports gambling part at all, right? It's another fascinating part, which, by the way, doesn't the Chauncey Billups playing in a fake poker game sound like such an episode of The Sopranos?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you can't, if it was The Sopranos, they probably would have picked a player from the Nets. It would have been like Jason Williams or Keith Van Horn. But, like, can't you picture – like, just an episode where Tony's like, yeah, I'm doing this game. I got Keith Van Horn showing up to get these guys. It's just, like, such a ridiculous thing. And yeah. But truthfully, it's unrelated to the other piece, you know. And I don't know. In one second, they'll make you think, like, oh, God, the NBA is about to go down. And the next second, I'm thinking the biggest names we're talking about are Terry Rozier and Damon Jones. Maybe it's not that big. And also, I do wonder how much of this is some sort of – it is interesting that Kash Patel and the FBI, with all the things that they are claiming they have to do to clean up the country right now, this was the biggest thing happening. And I'm not trying to downplay it from a punishment standpoint for the players. I mean, I'm guessing they'll get the death penalty. Like, I don't know that you'll ever be able to be part of basketball again if you have anything like this to do. So I'm not downplaying that, but I'm just saying in terms of world importance, this required an entire press conference from the head of the FBI, and we're talking about sports gambling, which has certainly been happening forever. So anyways, it's a bad, bad story for the NBA. I think we'll find out how bad it is based on, like, how far it actually goes. If the biggest names are Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, I think this dies faster than it feels like right now.
Yeah, I think they did a disservice to the whole story by releasing both of them together. Because when I was talking with yesterday, he was like, make sure you announce on air that Chauncey Billups has nothing to do with the sports gambling.
But the Billups thing is where I think it's very interesting, because that seems fairly unclear to me what his role is or isn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he gets lumped in if he has nothing to do with it.
Now, but I mean? It wasn't nothing to do with the sports gambling. They dropped two stories, and it made us seem like those two things were connected. They weren't connected.
Right.
But B-Mitch, that was a disservice to you and I as the public trying to consume information. It was a complete service to the powers that be who wanted it to be a huge story. They wanted us to all be confused and go, Chauncey Billups is involved. An NBA coach is involved in throwing games? Wait a second. He has nothing to do with that. He was playing in a poker game when he wasn't even a head coach. So I think that was very, very intentional. And we have to remember the source. I mean, Cash Patel is these are not serious people. So I think about that when I take it all with a grain of salt. I'll say that.
What's going to be interesting is what happens with player props specifically. Like, because that's how an individual player can very easily manipulate those markets.
To be honest with you, though, let's think about this.
Okay.
Jontay Porter and Terry Rozier, basically, time that they're going to play in the game. I think some of the gambling entities need to understand, don't put no damn props on those on guys that way down the bench. If you're going to be that greedy trying to get every little piece of the action, then you're going to be dealing with stuff like this. How about dealing with the people that you know are going to try and play?
Right. The legalized sports betting world needs to take some ownership of this. Like, there's probably too many offerings. And then when Greenberg has told us this repeatedly, like when you have a good gambler, all of a sudden they shut you out. Your max bet is $5.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you're offering promos to get new people into it. Like, it's
yeah.
All right, I want to switch gears.
It's talking about our friend, though, just if the bets were all based on LeBron James and Luka Doncic, we wouldn't have these issues. You should not be taking prop bets on players who spend half their time in the G League. That does not make sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put you on that, dog.
I think you're right. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, here from New York City. You can listen to him afternoons, ESPN New York. Watch him WWE. Watch him on ESPN, Hot 97. He does it all. Peter, I am not over – like, Jaden's the best player on the Washington roster. He's one of the best players in the NFL. He's not playing. That is obviously a hit, period. End of paragraph.
Yeah.
However, I think Mariota, especially with getting Terry and Debo back, I think the offense will be able to move the ball. I'm not sure this defense can get stops. That's my concern. What are your concerns for Monday night?
So we're on the exact same page. This is going to be – well, maybe it's not a hot take, but to me it sounds like a hot take if you don't know any better. I would rather have Mariota playing with Debo and Terry than have Jaden out there again without them.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
I do not need to see Jaden Daniels and no starting receivers. That is not what I need. So it's funny to me that the line is 12.5 because I guess they didn't officially know at that point. Was there any movement today?
It's still 12.5. But it jumped.
That's a huge number.
It went from 10 to 12.5 with the Jaden news.
Yeah, and I feel like, to me, the Debo and McLaurin news would put it to like 9.5 for me. But
yeah, so make it go back.
I feel like that they will be able to move the football, and I think particularly with a week to, they've known all week that Mariota's playing. So I feel like that really helps. Let's not forget, I mean, Mariota's 1-1, and the one that they lost against Atlanta, while he wasn't perfect, they did enough offensively to win that game. So I'm confident they can move the ball too. Obviously, Dorrance Armstrong is a huge loss. Obviously, that defense just looks completely lost. So the question is, was Witt and company able to get in there and make adjustments that they feel like can make a difference? And is it possible that the league is high as a kite off the Chiefs' last two performances? One, which was an absolute trucking of the horrid Raiders. 3 weeks ago, people were saying, I think it's over for the Chiefs. Totally. Now everyone's saying they are the best team in football by a long shot. Maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think what I've noticed from a lot of fans the last couple of days, I'm curious if you guys feel the same. It's like ever since the fumble against the Bears, people are feeling like we've become the Washington Redskins under Dan Snyder. And everyone now is posting about these horrible Chiefs moments. It's national TV. We're going to lose by 40 points. Yo, guys, I've said it on your show. I'm going to say it again. The witch is dead. We are not going back to being the Redskins of Dan Snyder. It's been a bad couple of weeks. That doesn't mean we're going to lose 63-0. It's not going to be the Eagles game, okay? Like, I just think everyone needs to settle down. Hopefully this defense adjusts a bit as these weeks go on. And I could frankly see a world in which you get to the second half on Monday and people are like, oh, man, is this a Colt McCoy over the Cowboys moment?
Did you see Galdi's tweet?
There is a chance. I look at it like that, Pete. There is a chance. And, you know, I've sat in many a locker room where we were the team that was just not given the chance at all. And I saw some magnificent games. Also been the game when we were the biggest favorite in the world, and we got our ass whipped. You know, it's depending on how you approach the game. Maybe Kansas City here, everyone's saying how bad Washington is and what's going to go on, and they just look past them. And then they wake up and they're like, damn, we let one slip.
Yeah, but don't you guys think, though, there is a certain element of, like, people really do still think that this is just the same franchise? It's the franchise that can't win in national television. It's the franchise that's bound to lose against good teams. And I just feel like nothing about us is the same. It hasn't felt the same on national television. Like, none of those things have felt the same. So I think the bigger concern we have to have is if Jaden comes back in a couple of weeks, you know, at that point, guys, we're basically watching him every week under the guise of, if one other thing happens, I'm ready to not have him try this year anymore. That, to me, is the scarier issue, is like, when do you say, okay, we've seen enough, one leg's compromised, Is there a world in which the reason he was able to get hurt the second time is because the first leg was compromised? And at what point do you go, this just ain't the year and there aren't enough wins out there? When you look at the records of the teams in the NFC North and the NFC West, there aren't enough wins out there. So what are we doing this year?
It's interesting. I think it's too early for that stuff.
It is.
There is a time for that, but I think it's probably even post Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Yeah. And no, the other part of this is knowing Jaden, and maybe I suppose I know him a little bit better, but I feel like the fan base knows enough about Jaden. That dude wants to play. Mm-hmm. And if he's healthy, he's going to want to play, kind of regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
So, like, Lamar is, by all accounts, coming back this week. They're 1-5. They're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to give up on that. I think there is a – the NFL, I think a lot of this is NBA-driven because we're so used to guys shutting it down and needing load management and all these things. That idea, that mindset does not exist in pro football.
But no, but I'm not saying – he is obviously going to play the season no matter what. It's year two. What I'm saying is, though, with the amount of teams that have good records in the NFC, if they get – if they go from being on the precipice of 4-2 and first place to 3-7 after losing a handful of games against good teams, when you get him back, I'm not saying he won't play hard and they won't have hopes. I'm just saying it's going to be a nerve-wracking second half of the year where I don't know that the reward could really even be a playoff appearance. Listen, maybe some of these teams will fall apart. And, you know, the Rams and 49ers will not continue to win every week. But if you look around right now, it's just starting to get tough. And I would hate the idea that he gets dinged up a third time and misses games for a third time.
I hear you. And, I mean, not to drill too deep on that, but, like, the tiebreaker scenario, if we are talking about getting a wild card spot late in the year, like, they're screwed as it currently constituted in the tiebreaker scenario.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
Green Bay, Dallas. Like they've lost to all all their losses are to NFC teams, which is if that ends up mattering, it's not in their favor. Peter,
and
we appreciate your time as always.
Man. Better football isn't great either, but yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, enjoy a weekend off, brother. Dude.
Thanks, boys.
All right. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Coming up at 11, we're going to try to make sense of this crazy NBA gambling story with our boy Joe Maloney. World Series preview at 11:30 and 1:15. You get to hear from Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.